Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
What's up today, D?
How are you? Hey, wonderful weather, right? Loving this.
Yeah. I mean, fall has finally arrived, right?
When we're okay with it, right? I mean, you know, a little shock to the system. A little jacket weather we weren't ready for.
Hey, last week we participated in your contest about the temperature in New York City. Even Bertrand was here.
Do you really want to bring that up?
Yeah, how bad were we?
Well, Bertrand said, I believe, 63. The right answer was 84. So, you know, as far as the forecaster, he's ready for big time when you really think about it, you know. He only missed it by 21 degrees.
So, Demetrius, I just want to explain. So Demetrius does this thing where he goes around the newsroom. He might ask Jarrett Payton. He might ask other forecasters in the weather department. Anywhere that he can get someone on video, he encourages them to forecast the weather, the high or the low, in any given city. Last week it was New York City. We were all here. We all gave our forecast, and we now know Bertrand was off by 21 degrees.
I mean, embarrassing. You know how people always ask, weather people, how can you be wrong and still get paid? We can't. I mean, if Bertrand were working, he would definitely find his key card not functioning right now. You know, 21 degrees is just, you want to test this guy. You want to make sure he wasn't on something.
Yeah. What about the rest of us? Did you even keep track?
Yeah, we did keep track. Jarrett Payton won. The high temperature was 84. You had, I believe, 82. So you were close, very close. But, yeah, Jarrett Payton won, so he's the defending champion right now. This year we're doing Las Vegas. And part of the reason why we're doing this is because we have a show called The Forecasters, which is on WGN Plus, and I think it's on our website now. It comes on at 7 o'clock. We run right after the news, the 6 p.m. news, and me and Bill Snyder are there. So it's kind of we have fun, you know, and just being a little irreverent, we want other people to have a chance to forecast just to see what it's like. But we call it We Bet on Weather.
Because you do. You two get into weather bets all the time.
Exactly. That's the funny part is we actually do bet on weather.
and this is going to air on WGN?
Yes. Well, WGN Plus, which is our it used to be you needed an app for it, but I believe now, as long as you download our streaming app, and I believe it's on the website now. We're just kind of getting those two things kind of fused together. But it's every day, and we talk about, you know, we talk about forecasting. We don't like to, you know, I kind of wanted this to not be where we tell you what we know. You know, it's not like, well, today, class, we're going to talk about.
Right, because that's boring.
Lift,
yeah.
You know? Yeah, because I just don't think people want to watch that every day. So it's fun stuff like that where you get the forecast and we have leaderboards for things like that. And we look at stories and you can watch me and Bill try to read from teleprompter, or which is absolutely excruciating for, I think, the whole world, even the viewer. So,
Demetrius Ivory is with us. If you have a weather question, 312-981-7200. I love seasons. I've lived, you know, this is home, but I've lived in areas where people thought there were no seasons, like Texas and California, but they're subtle. Here, they come at you like a train. You know, it's like, boom, things just changed overnight.
Yeah, when you grow up in the Midwest and, you know, you just get used to it. I've been like you. You know, we work in media, so you never really know which city you're going to be in. You know, I ended up in Texas. But I've always told, you know, my agent and everyone, no, you know, I've told you before, no Texas, no Kansas, no Florida. You know, I need seasons. Santa Claus in shorts is just not okay to me.
Yeah. You know? I'm with you. Demetrius Ivory, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, is with us. So we have this nor'easter on the East Coast, and we have 16 inches of snow falling into the mountains on the West Coast. Does any of that impact what's happening to us in the middle over the next couple days?
No, actually. So what we're looking at, and I tried to show it yesterday. Well, the good thing is when weather like this is so calm for us, especially around this time of the year, it really allows us on air to really get into a lot of the meteorology and the nuts and bolts of why, which, you know, we would never be able to when there's something actively going on here. But what's going on is the long wave pattern or the jet stream pattern shows a huge dip down, which is called a trough, and also a closed low pressure system over California. And then on that East Coast, you have that coastal storm there. So basically, it's like a traffic jam. Storms have to, or disturbances have to go around the trough, which takes it all the way to almost Baja California, then back up to us. So we're just not getting that. Basically, nothing's going really from west to east. So it's interesting that we are kind of sitting pretty under this ridge of high pressure. Would be warmer temperatures if there were you know, full sunshine. But everything going on out east, everything going on out west, stays there. It doesn't really migrate here.
Yeah. And when these temperatures really start to drop, because I saw in North Dakota, it's going to drop to like 25. And I know it's been flirting that, you know, up north. And that's when we're really going to see the colors snap, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone says, you know, all the botanists say that it's because of the light from the sun. But I believe some studies have shown that the trees are going to be affected by weather. I mean, come on, these trees have been here for hundreds of years. You know, they're not going to not respond to weather. So yes, typically we would have our first frost soon, but that's not even coming. So that cold air that's in the Dakotas and Northwest, it'll stay locked there. Because remember, there is a kind of a traffic jam. Nothing's going from west to east. So that cold air will stay locked there. We'll have slightly milder air coming in from the south with no real change. This is kind of a blocked pattern here where things aren't going from west to east. So we'll see just, you know, blizzard conditions out west, you know, very cold numbers, you know, and typically we say, oh, no, that's coming here. In this case, it's not coming here. We look down to the southwest to see what's coming our way, and that's slightly warmer air and really, you know, rain chances, which are good, but still warmer than normal with temperatures in the 70s.
I thought that you said maybe we'd see snow flurries by October 31st when we took our bets at a ridiculous time of year back in July or something.
You remember, huh? You're like a card shark.
And we don't even have a frost on the horizon.
No, it's not looking good here. This is why I don't like long range forecasts. It's just that's a complete guess.
Right,
it's not a bad guess. I mean, you know, climatologically it's kind of close, but this could change. Now, it's so troughy and cold out west. This could open up and migrate here, and that would be, you know, it's not going to be this week, but it could be week, you know, next week or the week after, where all this kind of migrates east. In that case, I may be right about the snow fall forecast for the end of October. But right now, we're not cooling down.
Okay. What do we have over the next couple of days?
All right, next couple of days, finally some rain. Yeah, all right. Rain comes our way tonight. I don't know how the farmer's doing, but we got a little bit of rain, right, last week.
I think he's got 170 acres of corn left, and then they're done for the season. Now, that doesn't mean he's done working, but at least they brought the crops in, so it's coming to an end.
How long does it take to do 170 acres? Wow.
I don't think that long. They'll probably be done by the weekend.
Yikes, man. That's a lot of, I hope he gets to watch a lot of football this week.
Well, I know he hopes for rain days because those are the only days he gets sleep during harvest because he can't get in the field. So they might double down and be, you know, working two combines to get this last few acres in. So we'll see.
Oh, we appreciate them. Well, hey, he might get a rain day tomorrow and it's Wednesday. That's no fun. But we'll see rain coming our way tonight, late tonight. Some showers into early Wednesday. Temperatures dip a little bit with highs in the mid-60s as we get into Wednesday. But then we're back on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're back in the upper 60s and low 70s, but with a very good chance for rain this upcoming Saturday. Probably around 70 with a good chance for showers.
All right. We'll be watching you on TV. Have a great night.
Have a great night. Las Vegas is the city this week, so we'll be looking for your forecast.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. And you don't even mind if people look that up, right? Because you know everybody's going to go, well, I'm going to look it up. And yeah.
No, I want to show people, I want people to see. Like, even when you look up every resource, everything, you can look up AccuWeather. We actually put on a meteorologist from Las Vegas to tell people what he's predicting for the week. So you can do whatever you want. You'll see. It's not very easy sometimes.
We'll see why you get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, okay.
Get out of here.
All right,
that's Dimitris Ivory.